Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today, talking about fashion, fast fashion and slow fashion, is Dina Buda from Germany and Dr. Jenny Underwood from RMIT, who are here for the fast fashion exhibit at the RMIT Gallery. Good day.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for taking time out on this rainy Melbourne afternoon and a busy night ahead. So, fast fashion, would you be able to explain to us what fast fashion is in a sense, Ina?
Well, I would say fast fashion does not look at the triangle of sustainability, which incorporates like social values, ecological values, and economical values of consumption. Often things are produced in very kind of poor and cheap labor conditions, and they are not looking into the ingredients of like hazardous chemicals that's used sometimes. And all those things can influence, of course, a very cheap price of clothing, and people can buy consciousness, very, very cheap stuff. And of course, thereby the consumption is accelerated.
Dr. Jenny Underwood, from your experience through the years, have we changed the way we looked at fashion, or we look at fashion?
Yes, absolutely. And I think Ina's right in terms of how we look at fast fashion, and I guess it's the speed in which we are producing fashion. Once we had a very seasonal concept of fashion, where you'd have a summer season and a winter season. Now the trend is that almost every week there is a new range coming into a stall that shows a garment. But it's also the volume of garments that are being produced, and not necessarily thinking through in terms of who's going to wear that garment. So from a production side, lots has changed, and much of it's to do with speed and volume. But from a consumption side, people see cheaper garments, I can buy more. That then starts to influence production again to say, well, actually, from a business perspective, if we can sell more, great.
And if we could sell it at a cheaper price, even better.
Yes, and then the cycle just keeps going and going. And I guess now we're getting to a point of when we start to look at the volumes of waste being generated, particularly, and also the social issues that are occurring, we need to start to think around, well, is there a point of needing to slow down, or how do we start to change this?
There was a point in time when people just looked at fashion magazines and said they wished they could wear this thing and from this certain designer and things like that. But now fashion and fashionable clothes are more accessible. Is that a correct observation?
Well, of course, big brands copy a lot from like the runway, so to say. But I think it's also more individual styles that are accessible right now.
And they're here left and right, especially in Melbourne, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more choice today. And I guess when you start to think about all the different competing demands people have, clothing is just one of those choices that you can make. And there's lots of different styles, which reflects an individual. And ultimately, that is what fashion is about. It's an incredibly expressive means to communicate who you are and what values you have and what you represent.
So every piece of textile, blouse, scarf, pants that we purchase, there's a story behind that, isn't it, Ina?
Yeah, it's reflecting our identity. And if we think of that, of course, the identity is also evolving. And I think that's a very interesting point for a designer also to think, like, how can we create a garment that kind of can, throughout those changing identities or like developing personalities, can stay with this person and like can have an emotional durability throughout the life.
As a fashion designer, how are you able to change or help change the way people look at purchasing a piece of item or clothing?
I think as a designer, we have the great possibility that we can have impact throughout the whole life cycle of a garment. Of course, we take decisions in the beginning of material choice and like that can be more durable, but we also can create multifunctionality or multi-occasional pieces. We can also create pieces that have basically an endless value that can be recycled to new fibers again. So I think if we can get this idea across to consumers that it would be the greatest to kind of buy a piece of clothing that can have a really long life, that can either accompany us and also like go have a have another life with another consumer, or maybe kind of create it to new fibers again. That would be a very good buying decision.
And as you said earlier, in Germany, this is taking shape?
Yes, very much. I think it's like the development, what I can observe also in Berlin very much, is that the kind of slow fashion or sustainable fashion scene is growing absolutely. And there are a lot of new business models around this as well. So people are thinking like this old selling model might be outdated even, like, because people are consuming so much, and why not sharing those items when I just want to have them for, let's say, two times of a wear? Why should I not give them back and other people can kind of still consume them? Or why not just renting them?
That's another alternative, isn't it? Do you think you are a slow fashion advocate, and in RMIT there is this special section that focuses on this. What has been the reaction?
The students are really positive. And I think once you start to talk to them about some of these broader issues that fashion is producing, they start to really question things. And they are incredibly creative, and they want to see that how can they make a positive impact. So that's where we run a number of studios within the school that are really around building more sustainable models. So some of the work that Ina's doing particularly are some of the strategies that she's actually bringing in and talking and discussing with students. So they're actually doing workshops at the moment in terms of looking at some of these models. But they're incredibly positive about how these can start to influence not only, you know, in terms of setting up new models, but also existing systems within the fashion world. I mean, most of them are looking at where to go in terms of employment, but it's, they want to know that actually they're coming with a whole new set of tools that they can actually influence.
Yeah, it was really lovely to run this workshop on the kind of future of fashion in 2030. Mm-hmm. That will be even exhibited also in the exhibition. And it was so nice to see like the excitement of the students, that they kind of get much more like opportunities and take this as a positive design challenge to kind of change the system. And
it never occurred to me that fibers or fabrics can actually be broken down back into the environment as well. So is this something new?
No, actually, I mean, when we look at this brilliant model of nature, where every material around us is either kind of a biodegradable one or like a synthetic one, but it can be a new nutrient for something new. And I think this is a model that like exists, of course, from like always. And we just came as humans to ignore this very clever system. And I think it's the time to get back to it again and to think really taking everything as a value for something new. And basically, we don't need waste. Waste is design gone wrong.
You mentioned earlier that we are also going back to the olden days where we repair the garments, isn't it? Or recycle them, redesign them to something else.
Yeah, well, I think the big companies also realize that they can't run their business in that way for many ages longer. They're realizing that resources getting scarcer and scarcer. And I think it's very important to realize how can we still make services and things around fashion without just reusing or like using resources, virgin resources. So I think these kind of business ideas changed, and so like the longevity of garments and repairability, refurbishment is coming to place.
Dr. Jenny Underwood, here in Melbourne, where everything is, services are rather expensive. Do you see these new services or these services coming back, repair, alterations?
I think so. And I think it's about perhaps changing people's mindset. When we purchase a garment, we often just look at that purchase price point and look at that as being value. So the lower the price, the more value. But if you start to say, well, actually, how many wears per garment do you have, and actually factor that into the garment's price, so that's price per wear, you can actually find that actually if you invest a little bit more, but you wear it more, you're actually getting better value. And it also starts to then build into this model this idea around customization, that you can actually change your garment over time. Mm-hmm. And also those small repairs that, again, it allows you to build a stronger relationship with your clothes and your materials that you live with.
There has been an overwhelming response to this exhibit. Were you surprised?
I think it's of its time, actually, and I think that's the nice thing. I mean, there's a huge amount going on in terms of the fashion industry, in terms of recognising how do we start to address these issues and how do we start to change our mindsets. And from a design perspective, we're very much interested in looking at a more, I guess, a service approach in terms of thinking of more about systems of how do we design not just for a moment of purchasing a garment, but actually the life of that garment. So thinking about the materials and follow through. So I think it's something that it's a huge problem. It's a really complex problem, but it requires everyone. So an exhibition like the Fast Fashion Exhibition is a really good example of being able to draw a lot of people into a conversation. So it means that it's quite relatable, that you can start to talk with your friends, family, colleagues about, well, actually, what's my relationship with my clothes? Do I hold on to my clothes? How many clothes do I actually wear that I have in my wardrobe? You know, some really fundamental questions.
So the next time you make that next purchase, there are many questions to associate with that purchase, not just the price, isn't it?
That's it.
So Fast Fashion at the RMIT Gallery opens July 20 up to?
September the 9th.
Lots of time for everyone.
Yes.
Thanks very much, Ina Buddha and Dr. Jenny Underwood from RMIT.
Thank you.
Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.